You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, we continue our week on the Holy Spirit, focusing on His role in redemption. The Father planned salvation, the Son accomplished it, but it is the Spirit who applies it to our lives. Without the Spirit, the cross would remain a distant event in history. But with the Spirit, the cross becomes personal, powerful, and life-changing. Our key verse is John chapter 16, verse 8. And He, when He comes, will convict the world regarding sin and righteousness and judgment. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. So far this week, we have seen that the Spirit is God Himself, eternal, holy, and personal. We have looked at His role in creation and in Scripture, but today we come to what may be the most intimate and personal work of the Spirit, redemption. Redemption means being bought back, being delivered from slavery to sin and restored into relationship with God. The Bible shows us that the Spirit is absolutely essential in every part of this process. First, let's start with conviction. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 8, "And He, when He comes, will convict the world regarding sin and righteousness and judgment." Notice that word, convict. It means to expose, to bring light, to pierce through denial and self-deception. Before any of us were saved, we were blind to our sin. We might have felt guilt at times or regret when we face consequences, but true conviction of sin, the kind that makes you cry out for mercy, that is the work of the Spirit. Think about Paul on the road to Damascus. He thought he was serving God by persecuting Christians. But when the risen Christ confronted him, it was the Spirit who opened his eyes to see his sin and his need for grace. That same Spirit convicts the world today, pointing to the seriousness of sin, the righteousness of Christ, and the certainty of judgment. But conviction is only the beginning. The Spirit also regenerates. In Titus chapter 3, verse 5, Paul writes, "He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we did in righteousness, but in accordance with His mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." Regeneration means new birth. It's what Jesus described to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 5. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." The Spirit doesn't just show you your sin. He makes you new. He breathes life into your dead heart. He takes what was broken, enslaved and lost, and transforms it into something alive, holy and free. Without regeneration, you might feel bad about your sin, but you'd remain powerless to change. With the Spirit, you are born again. Next comes indwelling. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, "However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him." Every true believer has the Spirit dwelling inside of them, not just visiting occasionally, not hovering outside, but dwelling, taking residence, making your body His own temple. This is one of the greatest differences between the Old Covenant and the New. In the Old Testament, the Spirit came upon certain individuals for a time, but now in Christ, He comes to live in every believer permanently. And that means that you are never alone. Even in your darkest valley, The Spirit of God is living within you. And along with indwelling comes sealing. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, it says, "In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is a first installment of our inheritance, in regard to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory." To be sealed means ownership, security, authenticity. In ancient times, a king's seal was stamped on a letter to prove it was genuine and protected from tampering. In the same way, the Spirit marks you as God's own child. No demon can steal you away. No false teacher can erase your salvation. The Spirit is God's guarantee that you belong to him, that your inheritance is secure. And then the Spirit sanctifies. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "But we should always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth." Sanctification means being set apart, being made holy. This is a process. The Spirit takes the new life that he has given you and begins to shape it, molding you into the image of Christ. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 describe the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are not self-improvement goals that you achieve by willpower. They are the natural outflow of the Spirit working in you. Day by day, he burns away sin. He strengthens obedience and produces Christ-likeness. Now let's also talk about empowerment. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and as far as the remotest part of the earth." Redemption doesn't just save you from hell. It saves you for a purpose. The Spirit equips you to witness, to pray, to minister, to live boldly for Christ. He gives gifts, supernatural gifts of wisdom, healing, prophecy, tongues, and more. Not so that you can boast, but so that you can serve. The Spirit empowers you to do what you could never do on your own. He takes ordinary men and women and fills them with extraordinary power. But let's step back and see the big picture. The Father planned redemption before the foundation of the world. The Son accomplished it at the cross, crying out, "It is finished." And the Spirit applies it, convicting, regenerating, indwelling, sealing, sanctifying, and empowering. This means that salvation is not fragile. It doesn't depend on your performance. It rests in the eternal plan of the Father, the finished work of the Son, and the ongoing presence of the Spirit. Now, let's apply this personally. Maybe you felt the sting of conviction lately, but that's not condemnation. That's the Spirit drawing you. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus." The Spirit convicts to lead you to life, not to shame you into despair. Maybe you've doubted whether you're truly saved. Remember, the Spirit is your seal. He's the guarantee that you belong to God. Your feelings may waver, but his seal does not. Maybe you've struggled with sin. Sanctification is a process. The Spirit is patient, but he is relentless. Yield to him daily, and you will see the fruit of the Spirit grow in your life. and maybe you felt weak in your walk with God. The Spirit is your power. He equips you to stand, to witness, and to endure. The Spirit is not optional in redemption. He is essential. Without Him, you cannot see your sin. You cannot be born again. You cannot endure to the end. But with Him, you are convicted, regenerated, sealed, sanctified, and empowered. The cross shows us what Christ has done for us. The Spirit shows us what Christ has done in us. Now, tomorrow, we are going to look at the Spirit in the church, how He gives gifts, builds unity, and empowers the body of Christ to fulfill its mission. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.